It's an oft-cited statistic that one in three Australians are obese, putting them at higher risk of conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and indeed cancer. But significant weight loss that's actually durable is elusive. The treatment that most reliably yields large, lasting weight loss is bariatric surgery, where the body's ability to take in or absorb food is dramatically reduced. A new paper from a large long-term study is shedding more light on how long people live after having bariatric surgery compared to those who don't, speaking of life expectancy. Tegan Taylor's been taking a look. Hi, Tegan.
Hi, Norman.
So tell us, what did they do in this study?
This is a big study that's been going for a really long time. So the earliest people in the study were recruited back in the 1980s. And basically, they've been following these people since their surgery. So they've had 2,000 people who had weight loss surgery, and they matched them with people with similar conditions, similar levels of obesity and disease. And they followed them over these past few decades. And
as only the Scandinavians can do.
We love talking about Scandinavian studies on this show, don't we? Mm. And they also compared them to a large reference group that was sort of meant to represent the general population, and found that the people who had the surgery lived an average of 3 years longer than the matched controls, the obese people who didn't have the surgery. But both of those groups didn't live as long as the general population did.
So having been obese for a significant period of your life is a problem in terms of the years of life that you're going to lose.
Yes.
But bariatric surgery does help.
That's right. You're able to regain some of those years.
Did they control for weight loss? In other words, people who didn't receive bariatric surgery might have been on diets and exercise and might have lost weight. Did they control for weight loss?
Well, actually, that reference group was given conventional obesity treatment. So, yeah, they were at least trying to lose weight, but they found that over the course of the study, those people's BMIs have remained about the same, whereas the people who had the surgeries, their BMIs dropped and then kind of regained, but sort of found at about the 8-year mark, they found sort of an equilibrium that was significantly lower than their starting weight, which, as you said at the start just now, is the real challenge with weight loss. It's not that hard to get people to lose weight. It's very, very difficult for them to remain at that lower weight.
And it's interesting what they didn't die of, or what they reduced the risk of, which was around about 30%. It was both heart disease and cancer.
That's right. And I mean, that doesn't really come as a huge surprise, because we know that those are conditions that are increased. You increase your likelihood of getting them by having obesity. But it's interesting that, like you said before, these people have lived a lifetime in bigger bodies before they've had the surgery, and it was still able to make a difference at that adult surgery stage.
And how safe was the surgery, and how often did people need to have repeat surgery? Because in these registries that the Swedes have, they can measure that sort of thing.
Yeah, so the surgeries that they're doing, that they did in the study, they were doing them sort of 20, 30 years ago. They're much different to the surgeries that we do today for the bariatric surgeries that we do today. So they weren't laparoscopic surgeries then, and they did a lot more gastric banding, which isn't done as often now. These days, we're much more likely to see people have the gastric bypass, to have the sleeve gastrectomy, where they take out about 80% of the stomach, or the gastric bypass, which has been done for a really long time as well.
And the rates, even then, the rates were pretty good, even though they're old techniques.
Oh, I've lost that chart, Norman. You'll have to remind me.
I've got it in front of me. It's only 0.2% in terms of the 3-month mortality rates, which is small by major surgery standards, and only 3% required repeat surgery. So it's pretty good results.
That's right. And the experts that I was talking to here in Australia are saying that the surgeries that we do today are even safer and have even better outcomes than what they were doing back then. So it's no doubt it's a major surgery that people aren't going to enter into lightly, but it's actually got quite a good safety profile.
And what are the implications for Australia, do you think?
Well, there's a few things to take from this. One is that just to reframe the risk factor. So obviously, if someone's considering the surgery for themselves, it's really important for them to be able to make an informed decision. But that this is showing that it can be quite safe. It can lengthen your life. And it is, it's not for everyone, but it is a really good tool that provides long-term weight loss. And it adds to quite a large body of evidence that these surgeries don't just improve health measures and quality of life when you're alive, which there is evidence to show that it does that. It also helps you to live longer. One of the issues in Australia that the experts that I spoke to mentioned is that one of the biggest problems is that weight and the health implications of it carry a real stigma, that it's sort of seen to be by the person themselves, and then often even by their caregivers and the people around them, that if they could just pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, they could get a handle on this. Or if they just had better self-control, they could get a handle on this. But for many, many people, it's genetic. They haven't chosen it for themselves, and that these tools should be considered as treating this as a disease, just the same way that we would treat any other disease like cancer.
Well, we're going to come to that in the next story. Tegan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tegan Taylor is a health reporter with the ABC Science Unit and my co-host on CoronaCast.